are working on Senate Bill 1040. We'll open a work session on Senate Bill 1040. The chair, we've had quite a bit of deliberation and I've been in negotiations with everybody. I really appreciate the work group's efforts here too. We are going to include some of their, certainly a big share of what they have put together here. It will come out hopefully by Monday morning in LC amendment form. What I would like to do today is to be able to incorporate into 1040 is the dash nines, which include all the considerations that came out were not included on the Senate side, except for DLC and the Neighborhood Association's dash 10 at this point in time. We'd like to get dash 4s in there, which are a CLC, isn't it? Yeah, it was not included in dash 9. That way we take care of LC's, if I read their letter, their recommendations to us were to relieve us of conflicts with the Fair Housing Administration and American Disabilities Act, and we would do that. Dash 9s do that by incorporating the sixes in there too, and that deletes section 1, 2, sub 2, sub A, C, and D, and that's taken care of in the dash 9. So the federal conflicts are out of the way with those amendments. What we really end up with is final language for our neighborhood associations here that aren't going to be in, that are not in the dash 10, are not in the dash 9, excuse me. We need to talk about those. Yeah, a chronically ill issue is to be deleted in the dash 10s. Which is a sub E. So there's, and I haven't gotten a final. I was working with Legislative Council on the dash 10s also still at this point in time. That and the work group's recommendations. We have Legislative Council, as I understand, with us until through the weekend. They can work out the final details. I'll be with them because I will be here tomorrow, it looks like. So I'll work those details out for and we'll have a Monday morning meeting. Hopefully the product that we want to send out.
Yeah.
Representative Kapoor.
Did you say something about dash 4s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have a copy of those?
No.
We get them to you.
Okay.
Well, we better get them to you.
Well, let's pass them before we hand them out.
They were not good.
We're not on
growth. Growth, right. Okay, what do we do real quick on the conceptual on that? I think it's taken care of when you delete in the dash 9s. 9 through 21? You're right. So that would include as a conceptual on the dash A9 after line 7 starts on as sub B on facilities. This facility does not include health care facilities as defined in ORS 442.015 14A or private nonprofit counseling centers, and it would be a C. Sub C, facility does not include Department of Corrections institutions as defined in ORS 421.005. That's where we would place the dash 4. Did I read it? So we could take a conceptual to the dash 9s and move the dash 9s into the A in growth in a bill 1040 and await our final product coming from LC Monday morning. Let's make proof.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move to conceptually amend the dash 9 amendment to include what you just cited.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
The test. You want a copy of that?
Yeah, just for clarification, what is this amendment?
That's a conflict we would have with the Department of Corrections.
Okay.
They have a fighting process.
Concern. And you're putting this into the Dash 9 amendment?
Yes, we put those into the Dash 9 because that is a
here.
An amendment.
It would be after line 9, or line 7 on the Dash A9s. It would be a new sub-C. Wouldn't it?
Mr. Chair, members, do you want me to read what it would
say? Yes.
Or it's just a continuation.
Yes.
A continuation, all right.
On the Dash A9, starting in line 6, it would read, little b, facility does not include healthcare facilities as defined in ORF 442015-14 sub A, private nonprofit counseling centers, or Department of Corrections institutions as defined in ORF 442015.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Kara. We'll read. And that's what you propose. Representative Cruz proposes a special amendment as read. Is there any discussion?
When Monday rolls around, you will have the completed or the most accurate wording of Dash 9 and Dash 4.
And that's what I plan. Final product.
Yeah.
I just want to get this placed so I have direction to LC and direction coming from the work group. There are amendments here.
So, Mr. Chair, just to clarify, when we take out Department of Corrections institutions, what sort of facilities are we addressing here?
Well, we've narrowed it down tremendously. And it's hard to see, but what you read in the Dash A9, and when we have the final product, you'll see more as we go through this. And hopefully, as I work with LC, we'll see if there's any other problems. But we're getting down to some of the, it ends up being something close to halfway houses. I think there are some other state agency programs, and there's some things that we identify to the work group that will come under consideration here when they're citing. But we've taken out the restrictions or the conflicts with the Fed. We don't have a lot of control there. We're going to have to do some work and outline the program apparently and gain some help to our congressional delegation on that issue.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
How does the work group, this piece of work by the work group, fit into all of this?
We've got the work group was more of a gut and stuff, and I wanted to combine it because it also takes us into the interim and the work group process. I've got that taken care of with the committee priority for interim leadership. This is now on the top of the list for consideration under Human Resource Committee, wherever the speaker will place it, but I think that's where it will be. And so that takes care of some of the language in this bill. We don't have to include that. I want to clean that part out from their considerations here. Maybe a little bit of that we include, but for the most part, the work group will go under as an assignment from that committee during the interim, okay? We'll continue to work on,
and
as you read through their bill for an act here, the biggest share of what they have here, part of the consideration, can be part of this bill.
Well, in quickly reading through the products of the work group,
mm-hmm.
it appears that they're going to attempt to establish some kind of process where local entities can establish a siting process. And what I guess is not clear on is how we mesh this into all of this fairly definitive siting information.
And that's what we're going to try to decide with LC. The only way I can get agreement with the That's why it has to go through the weekend, and I would have to work with legislative council, gain support of the sponsor.
Okay.
It'll be a balancing act here. Okay?
Sure. Okay. Are we going to move these and then talk?
Yeah. If we can. Okay. Is there any opposition to our conceptual here? No opposition? So moved. Okay. Then we need another conceptual here. And that will be the deletion of Section 7 in the A and Grove film. And that will be sponsors not happy with that, but we have agreement with leadership that should be deleted. It will not be a referral. Okay? Now, does Dash 9 still have that, or did they delete it? Okay, right.
So that would be an addition to the Dash 9 to delete Section 7.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I move that we can substantially amend the Dash A9 amendments by including language that would delete Section 7 of the A and Gross Bill.
As the crew moves, that we add to our Dash A9, deletion of Section 7 and A and Gross Bill. Any discussion? Any opposition? So moved. Okay, now. Yes.
Yeah. Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Cruz.
I would move the Dash A9 amendments as conceptually amended to Senate Bill 1040.
That's the Cruz, the Dash A9. Move the Dash A9 amendments to Senate Bill 1040 as conceptually amended.
That's okay.
Before.
I am not really comfortable moving the A9s at this point. I really would like to see how they fit together. I think Professor Morgan raised a very good question about the generalities in the work group bill and the specifics in the A9s. And until those two are meshed, I'm not going to be supporting them.
Okay. Appreciate that.
Sure. All right. I move the A9s with the full understanding that this does not create a finished product, and there is still more work to do. This just kind of bundles what we have, and therefore I will support that, knowing full well that we will have some time this weekend to work on this issue today too. Yeah.
Okay. Any other opposition? Noted that Representative Kerfor is in opposition. Please call the roll.
Representative Cruz.
Aye.
Representative Atkinson.
Aye.
Representative Kerfor.
No.
Representative Murphy.
Excused.
Representative Morgan.
Aye.
Representative Kerfor.
Aye.
Farewell.
Aye. Having the required number of votes, Senate Bill 1040 and Dash 9 amendments are approved as conceptually amended. Okay? And at this point in time, I have no other business or any other considerations from the committee. Let's say approved.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate the fact that we are going to continue working on this, and I also appreciate the commitment from leadership to make this a work of priority during the interim. And I certainly would have no problem with having that land in the Human Resources Committee with the assumption that I will be somehow involved there. I think my comfort would be a little higher if there was at least some reference in the bill to that work group. Maybe not necessarily makeup like we have here, but some direction so that nobody is confused as to what we're supposed to be doing here. And also to make sure it doesn't slip through the cracks, as some things have a tendency to do from time to time.
The concern that I have about this bill, I'm very glad to see that there's a work group that seems to be pretty well involved in this, and that there is a continuing commitment to work on the issue. That I would hope very strongly that the work group should hold it in the front of their thoughts that this bill applies to the whole state and not just to the natural areas, and that whatever the product of this work group is that will become legislation needs to work in the small rural communities also. And I have some grave reservations about the bill as it stands now and trying to interface it into the kind of communities that I represent.
Appreciate that. Certainly appreciate the work group's product and work here. I want to incorporate as much of that as possible in the product. And I think you probably understand my balancing act here, but I think that also I want our state, our citizens to understand how seriously we are taking this issue as the legislative body and as the agencies. Because I've got tremendous cooperation immediately here. The agencies and the governor's office fully appreciate that. I want our citizens to know this is serious. We do not want to encounter what some other states have and our neighboring state Washington has. We do take it seriously, and we do know there's a liability, and we want to clean some things up here to provide protection. I would like to see some equity in these programs, and I know in my community some things are being developed, but we don't need to land them all in Portland in one area. And talking with some friends even in Lake Oswego, they said, for crying out loud, it can be cited there too. And so there's some things we need to discuss, and we just don't have time. We need to carry over into the interim and take it on. Head on, and I think our citizens then will appreciate that this is not something we're going to set on the table. And so the product that we get out of here, hopefully by Monday, will reflect all of that. Okay? Let's move forward.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I appreciate Representative Morgan's comments. That was one thing I liked about the work group's version, is that I think it was broad enough without specifying what jurisdictions need to do, because for some smaller communities, that would be an onerous requirement, and yet for Multnomah County, who is already doing something, to outline a completely different set of specifics would be kind of ridiculous. So I appreciate your comment.
Any other comments?
Multnomah, Chair, I'd agree, and I with Representative Morgan and her concerns, but I think, the various ways that this issue has, that we have attempted to address this issue, I think the only way that we come up with a viable product in a reasonable time frame is to go into the interim with it. We go to referral or something like that, we're stringing it out for years, and with potential of ending up with things in court, which strings it out even longer. With this approach, I think when we come back in 2001, we can put definition here and put an overarching process that hopefully is going to take care of the overarching issues we're dealing with. So this is the right direction to go.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I guess I might as well comment in the event that this might be our last meeting. I didn't object to the amendment because I think if the bill were to go out, it would be appropriate to have some of those in there. I will never vote for the bill. We haven't heard any testimony that this bill was necessary. And I think it would, that would be a necessary ingredient for me to find that there's a problem. We heard from the author of the bill that 80 neighborhood associations support the bill. We didn't hear from one of them. I think it's unnecessary. I think what we've been doing here is pretty much a charade. And I'm not going to be here next time, so I'm glad I won't have to deal with this issue again. But I think we've wasted a lot of time, a lot of caused a lot of consternation to people who are trying to do what we as a legislative body have instructed them to do, to care for some of our multi-problemed population in Oregon. And I'll tell you, it's not those people who are in supervised situations that are I'm concerned about. It's those who are unsupervised, who are unparented, who are out in my neighborhood and every other that scare heck out of me and that I think we really need to address as a legislative body. What can we do to help a lot of those people who are at risk of becoming criminal? So I think this is another unnecessary piece of legislation, and I'm never going to vote for it in the end. So I just want to put that on the record. Thanks.
Thank you. All right. Anyone else? Do you have any further business? We adjourn for the day.